Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, Melissa K.
Good morning.
And, of course, our head of production, Seth Habhager.
Good morning.
And we get to welcome into the studio our good friend, Allison Dairyland's own, Taylor Schaefer. Good morning, Taylor.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. Appreciate the time. Thanks so much for joining us. Mm-hmm. I want to, right out the gate, congratulate you on an amazing run.
Thank you.
Taylor, this is the last time Taylor's going to be able to be joining us, at least in this current role. Who knows what happens in the future? Maybe you'll be on the air with us again. But I have really enjoyed getting to know you, talking with you, and watching you run across the state, just promoting our great state and our great dairy products.
Thank you. And it's been a lot of fun. I have traveled about 45,000 miles in the last year to all corners of this state. Made so many memories, so many new friends, and it's truly just been an incredible year to reflect back on. It's hard to believe it's almost over.
I don't know if it's intentional or not, but it feels very intentional in all the right ways to kind of wrap up the reign in June during Dairy Month. Does that feel like that's kind of how it is?
I'm actually the first Alice with this new cycle. So you used to be selected in the middle of May and then begin on June 1st. It was kind of trial by fire, right? This is the busiest month of the year, so we decided to change the cycle a little bit so that you can go out with June Dairy Month. And I can say that it has been such an incredible transition because you not only have that time to really be by yourself, get your clothes ready, and like get yourself geared up for an incredible year before you start as Alice, but June is like a big family reunion everywhere that you go.
That's cool. Now
I'm going to all these events with people that I've met before and they're congratulating me on my year. It's great to see them again and to make new friends. So I really think that this is a great change that we made for the program.
You've done an amazing job as our 75th Alice in Dairyland, and we are looking forward to the 76th.
Mm-hmm. She's going to be great. So have you learned a little bit about her at all?
Not a little bit, but okay. I was hoping to maybe do that a little bit with you if you don't mind.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Her name is Ashley Hagenow. She is from Poinette, and I think she's a great example that you do not have to live on a farm to be involved in agriculture. She did not grow up on a farm. So instead, she was involved in 4-H and FFA. She was even a state FFA officer for a year, and she attended the University of Minnesota. And just to show you her dedication, she missed her own college graduation to be at the Alice in Dairyland finals. She graduated the same day she was selected as Alice.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
She's amazing. That's She's going to be an amazing Alice. I'm really looking forward to watching her.
We are too, and we're looking forward to meeting her. We'll have to have her on soon. Looking forward to that. But first, we're getting ahead of ourselves. We still got Taylor for a little longer, and you wrap up on this weekend, right?
Correct. Yeah. My last event is on Sunday officially, but Ashley does not begin until Wednesday next week. Okay. So I'll be spending the weekend up in Door County, which is a great way to wrap up my year because they're actually hosting the 77th Alice in Dairyland finals next year. So Ashley will be able to travel there once a month for events, really promoting their agriculture industry, promoting the finals, but I certainly get to kick that off this weekend, which will be a lot of fun.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. Please give her our information. We're looking forward to talking with her real soon. Taylor, why is it so important that National Dairy Month, why is this month so important here in Wisconsin?
Well, our state's dairy farmers have really dedicated their lives to feeding communities across the state, country, and globe. When you look at the entire state of Wisconsin, about 95% of all of our dairy farms are owned by families. So now is a perfect time to celebrate their hard work, all of the delicious dairy products that they produce, and their dedication to our agriculture industry as well. It's really just a great celebration of an industry that provides our state with so much.
That 95% number, that is that is noteworthy right there. That is interesting.
It's very, very impressive. And all of these families have a unique story to tell. So if you want to learn more about some of these dairy farm families, I've shared a little bit through my social media, but you can also visit wisconsindairy.org. There's a whole highlight reel of YouTube videos that'll take you on farm tours. It will show you what these families are doing for their farm, for the environment, and for their families too.
I've really enjoyed that. As somebody who's learning all the time more and more about farm life and everything, it's a real POV, kind of real in-person view of that, which I really enjoyed.
It's a lot of fun to learn about too.
It really is. It's fun. It's fascinating to find out where your food comes from, you know, and the pride that you take in it too. I didn't understand that right away. I've learned that more and more as we've talked, and we've talked with other Alice in Dairylands. June is utterly amazing time to celebrate these farmers. I can get away with that. I'm a dad.
Yeah,
I can
you're away allowed. With puns you're like. Allowed.
But why should we choose real Wisconsin dairy all year long?
Well, I'm going to throw a joke back at you. It's always a Gouda day as I'm holding a piece of Gouda cheese in my hand to celebrate Wisconsin dairy. Nice. So when you're in the store, you can look for the Proudly Wisconsin badge on all of your dairy products to ensure they're made in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. And this is a great way to support, again, our state's dairy farmers. So it's great for our planet. It's great for our communities. And dairy is also really good for our bodies. Mm-hmm. Now, one thing that I have loved to learn about, too, I did not know this before I started as Alice, you can actually track your milk down to basically the square mile.
Yeah.
So on top of looking for the Proudly Wisconsin badge, if you look at a jug of milk, it doesn't matter what brand it is, right underneath the best by date is a really long string of numbers. The first two, if they say 5-5, it means it's from Wisconsin.
Oh, wow.
And you can type that whole number into whereismymilkfrom.com. It will show you exactly where that milk is bottled. So it's really interesting to kind of track it down like that and see where all of these dairy products come from.
Wow, I didn't know that. Cool.
I learned this the last time Taylor was with us, and since then I've done it with almost every gallon of milk I've
had. See, I do it too. Every single time I buy milk. Yeah, and it doesn't matter what brand it is. It can be the store brand. It can be a brand that says it's from Minnesota, but they can still have plants in Wisconsin that buy Wisconsin milk. So it's just a great way to kind of check things out and make sure you're buying local.
It used to be that you're looking for the date on the milk. Now I'm looking for that 55.
Me too. That's awesome. Like, the date doesn't matter. It'll be gone in 2 days anyways. So.
Exactly. Burn through our milk. There's throughout the year, you've also been able to create some fun stuff. You've done some curate boards and that.
Yeah, I've done a lot of charcuterie boards because I am not the world's greatest cook. Oh. I am a terrible cook. So I love to make charcuterie boards because they are so hard to mess up. They're so easy. So you can literally use any cheese that you have in your fridge at home. I always like to say, clear out the cheese drawer. I really hope you both have a cheese drawer at home.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Okay,
oh,
good. Yeah. A dedicated drawer for your cheese. Mine is like overflowing right now because as I've been traveling around, I've been picking up all these new cheeses at the places I've stopped. But anyways, these boards are just a great way to incorporate all of those different ingredients. And you can actually take them on the road with you, which is really important this time of the year, as many families are going to sporting events. They're not spending a lot of time at home. They're really out on the road all the time. It sounds ridiculous, but you can actually cut the cheese into little pieces and stick them on a skewer and take a charcuterie cup to go. They actually look really cute, and they're so practical too. You can just take it with you. If you even have those paper boats similar to what you would see a hot dog in this time of the year, you can create one that looks a little bit better in there. That is just one example of a recipe that you can take with you. It's really simple with all those ingredients that you probably already have. But if you are looking for something a little bit more sweet, the mascarpone icebox cake with peaches and blueberries is absolutely delicious.
Whoa.
So that has lady fingers, real Wisconsin cream, and mascarpone, and that is a sweeter cheese. So it's kind of like a cream cheese in terms of texture. It tastes really good, though. So honestly, I'm lucky if I don't eat the entire thing right out of the jar. There is a chocolate mascarpone that is absolutely amazing, too. And they make it in espresso as well. So there's a lot of different flavors. So good. So you can customize that recipe again, too, and take it with you in a jar. If you're always on the go, all of those recipes are at wisconsincheese.com.
I apologize, Taylor. I heard nothing after espresso. I heard nothing.
That's one of my favorites, too. Just eat it with a pretzel. But the chocolate one, it seriously tastes like frosting. And it's healthier for you than frosting.
That's right.
It's a cheese. It's a chocolate cheese.
Not sugar, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We certainly encourage you when you're trying out these cool recipes and everything, do it with Wisconsin products.
Absolutely. So look for that Proudly Wisconsin badge, the number 55. It ensures that you're not only getting a high quality product that not only tastes great, but also provides a unique and natural nutrient profile for your entire family. So it's a great way to support.
Where can we find more information about the ways to celebrate this June?
I know June is almost over, but there are about 60 National Dairy Month events going on throughout the state of Wisconsin this month alone. That is a great way to get involved in your community. To find those events, you can visit wisconsindairy.org/National Dairy Month. But today and every day, make sure you're buying local and buying Wisconsin dairy products.
You know, I don't like to keep you too long, Taylor. I know that you've got 15 other places to be right now and everything. But if you don't mind, what is the history of National Dairy Month?
Let's touch on that. The history is really interesting. I didn't realize that there was that long of a history. That's almost about 100 years old. So almost about 100 years. So in 1937, National Dairy Month actually first began as National Milk Month. And at the time, we were producing a lot of milk around the country, but we didn't really have a demand for it. So brought awareness to milk, to the dairy industry, but 2 years later it transitioned into National Dairy Month in 1939, and ever since it's really been this huge celebration. Dairy farmers all over the country, and certainly as we're in America's Dairyland, it's the perfect place to celebrate.
Mm-hmm. We are all history nerds around here, so we love this stuff. That's very cool. And I'm with you. I wouldn't have known that it was around this long. Mm-hmm. That is really impressive. It's a great month. We love celebrating it. Taylor, I guess this will be the last question I have to ask you, but it's the hardest question maybe I have asked you.
Okay.
We've been doing a rolling poll question around here to celebrate June and asking our listeners and our cast around here and the different politicians that join us, all kinds of people, what is your favorite dairy product?
Oh, boy.
We've got ice cream. We've got chocolate milk, butter, cheese, aged white cheddar, frozen custard. We've got some nominees in there. We've got some good ones. There's no wrong answers.
I like them all. Can I answer all of the above? It depends on my mood. That's like, honestly, it depends on my mood. So if it's super hot outside, I love an ice cream cone. I will eat like three scoops all at once, and it's great. That'll be my dinner. But if it's a day where I want to get together with my family and I want to provide something that's great, I love cheese. It really just depends on my mood. Yeah. Honestly, I cook with butter every day. I can't pick a favorite.
I normally would push back on that with anybody else, but Alice in Dairyland, I mean, come on. I'm not going to. That's a perfect answer for you.
Exactly.
That's a perfect answer, I think.
All of the above. All of the above.
You can find out more by going to AliceInDairyland.com, AliceInDairyland.com. Encourage you, whatever social media you use, type it into your search bar, Alice in Dairyland, and follow along. It's a great journey to go along with. We are already looking forward to the next Alice, but Taylor, we have really appreciated you. You've just been a natural at this position.
Thank you. Whatever you
do next, you are going to shine and do amazing at it. We wish you the best. Thank you so much for helping our ag industry, support our farmers, support dairy, and just having fun with us.
Thanks for having me over the last year, too. It's been a lot of fun to get to know all these different radio and TV personalities all over the state. And can't thank you guys enough for welcoming me, basically like family. So it's been a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Door's always open for you. Whatever you got next, door's always open. Taylor Schaefer, Alice in Dairyland's own, joining us. We'll be back with more fun coming up here on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody, to The Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Real big thank you to Taylor Schaefer for joining us there. How great was that, everybody? That was awesome.
That was awesome.
I'm sorry, I'm eating the cheese already.
Yeah, no.
I'm kidding.
We've lost Seth for the rest of the show. Understandable. Very understandable. Again, you can find out more about the new Alice in Dairyland and Alice in Dairyland in general at AliceInDairyland.com. Encourage you to do that. Be sure to follow along with them. Sign up for the newsletter, too, everybody. It's a great way to keep up with where they're traveling to. And I have just become such a big fan of this position and the people that are doing it. I think it's so darn cool. Keep up and support them because they're supporting us. They're supporting this state.
Can you imagine how much? I can't even believe how much they travel. I was talking to Taylor before we started. She was in Rhinelander this morning.
Yeah.
And she's coming back and coming down, and I'm sure she's got a couple of more events going on today. So, man, that's got to be one heck of a job.
Dedication.
That's why you can only do it for a year.
Yeah,
you're so worn out by the end of it. You got to take a break, man.
And keep in mind, if you want to still celebrate with us June Dairy Month, we still got a couple of days left, and that means we're still taking phone calls, 424-2600. Give us your favorite dairy product. You can only pick one unless you are Taylor. That you can pick as many as you want.
She's allowed.
Yeah.
She's got to taste so many wonderful things. How could she pick?
It would be mean. It would be mean to make her. A great time having her in studio. Looking forward to already meeting the next Al, so that's going to be great. Mm-hmm. But that kid is going to do some great things. Whatever Taylor does with it, she is going to do some great stuff. So two relationship experts came up with a list of 8 rules for healthy arguments. We're going to get into that in a little bit after our entertainment news, but I really can't wait to touch on that article.
That sounds interesting.
It really does. It seems like a good one right there. We'll definitely make the time for that.
Maybe Melissa and I can mend some fences. I don't know.
I doubt it.
It's a stretch, but maybe. Maybe.
I don't know.
we got to touch on some new gigs. We have the new host of the Wheel of Fortune.
Okay.
Mm. Wheel of Fortune has a new host, and I'm sorry, everybody. I'm leaving you. Yep. I got the gig. Yeah. I'm out of here. I mean, it's not as if somebody who has a better resume and is more handsome than me or anything like that could be able to get the job. Wait, I got to check my email real quick here. Just let me go ahead and... What? Oh, boy. I have to call Sage and Mike. I have made a terrible mistake. I got to see if they got that email I sent them. Oh, boy. Nope. Ryan Seacrest is your new host of Wheel of Fortune. Much better choice.
Oh, wow.
Much more experienced. Really? Much more handsome. Yeah. Melissa's reaction is the one that I had. And Seth, you guys both had the same
very
reaction
surprising.
I had
yeah.
there. I was mm-hmm. blown away by that. Let's be real about this. Ryan Seacrest could have just about any job he wants.
Pretty much, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Part of the reason he left Live with Kelly was because he wanted more opportunities and wanted to branch out and do different things. A lot of people say that. It's like artists breaking up over creative differences.
Right.
It's pretty cool to see somebody put their money where their mouth is. He really did want to do something different.
This is very different, yeah.
And while it hasn't been noted yet, you got to think they rolled up the truck. There is no way that he's taking this job without the paycheck. There has got to be a hefty paycheck along with this.
Dump trunk of money, as we used to say.
This is a year-round gig. Mm-hmm. There is not a lot of off time with this. So that means that if you want to do this job, this is pretty much your job. There's mm-hmm. not a whole lot of other things you get to do. I imagine that part of him doing this is in part because he's going to be able to work with NBC on other projects mm-hmm. and do some other things. But he's not going to have a whole lot of free time for this. I think it's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that would have been my first choice. You know, honestly, I can't think of anyone off the top of my head that I would have picked, you know, just out of the air kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because Pat Sajak was such a singular guy, you know.
Yes.
He seemed to be just so good with it. And I understand, you know, he did it for so long and that's part of it. But still, he seemed to be able to, even he had done it for so long and the same thing, he was able to, you know, really focus on the guests and, mm-hmm. and show.
Be personable.
Yeah, exactly. And he would have these fun little conversations with people and mm-hmm. how he was very good at that. It's going to be interesting to see how he handles that part of it.
Yeah.
He can do the TV part. Obviously, he's been on TV for a long time. Ryan Seacrest, I mean. Mm-hmm. But it'll be interesting to see about the, you know, the little chattiness that you have with the players and everything. So
I got to
Do you think he'll make more money than Pat Sajak? Because
yes.
he was making $14 million a year.
Yeah, I think that he's somewhere
around right.
there. I think he's somewhere around there. He'll definitely be making more in the next couple of years
as
the
ratings
go up. If he's not making that right now, he's going to be making it in the future. Because there's no way you land a fish like that without the hefty paycheck.
You're going to have to pay him more, yep.
Yeah, you almost have to. I will say that one thing that's probably going to help him with this is his radio career. He's very good at talking on the radio. He's mm-hmm. very good at interacting with people on the radio. So to your point, Seth, I think that that's going to he's going
That'll
to
probably help.
That
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ryan says, quote, "I'm truly humbled to be stepping into the footsteps of the legendary Pat Sajak. It's been a privilege of pure joy to watch Pat and Vanna on our television screens for an unprecedented 40 years, making us smile every night and feel right at home with them. One of my first jobs was hosting a little game show called Click for Merv Griffith 25 years ago.
Oh.
This is a truly full circle moment for me, and I'm grateful for the opportunity."
Hey.
In case you didn't know, Merv Griffith, of course, the creator of Wheel of Fortune, Jeopardy, basically any game show you've ever loved, Merv Griffin
was the guy.
On it,
yep.
Yeah. I can make a bunch of jokes about Ryan taking another job from you know somebody or something like that, but I mean he has a genuine like full circle and love of this particular game show. So this is kind of a dream job for him
in some ways,
too.
I hope it comes through, too, that how much he enjoys it. So
yeah.
It is hugely popular. Hands up for how many of us had the DOS version game of Wheel of Fortune.
Yes.
I had it on, I remember playing it on a Nintendo something, because that was on all the platforms.
Yep.
But you're absolutely right, Melissa.
Holy cow, I forgot all about that. Oh, man, that's a good reference.
One thing I have to say is the way they handled the transition on Wheel of Fortune, way better than Jeopardy. Way better than Jeopardy.
Yeah,
I hope they learned from that debacle mm-hmm. with Jeopardy.
Have.
Because they did a much more smooth transition here. Yeah.
DC has announced the new Superman, and I'm sorry, everybody, I'm leaving you. I've gotten a new gig, and I'm pretty excited about it. I didn't know how I was going to work this with the Wheel of Fortune gig, but as it turns out, I won't have to worry about scheduling and stuff. I just got another email. That's weird. Let me check this real quick. It's nothing but laughter from my agent. It's nothing but ha, ha, ha over and over again. I'm guessing I was punked. I am not the new Superman. I apologize. I have a lot of family members to call right now. DC has announced its new Superman, and it is not somebody you've heard of.
Oh, okay.
His name is David Cornesweat. And he has played the projectionist in the horror movie Pearl. He's also appeared in House of Cards and on Elementary. And now he is the lead in the upcoming Superman Legacy, which is being written and directed by DC bigwig James Gunn himself.
Oh, wow.
Lois Lane has been cast, and she's going to be Rachel Brosnahan, star of The Marvelous Miss Maisel.
Oh, wow. That's cool. Glad to hear that.
You're going to see a lot of big names in this because of the lead being a smaller name.
I love the idea of doing it that way.
Me too.
Yeah. I remember Christopher Reeve. An unknown actor at the time he took Superman, became a big star. A couple of, you know, and why am I blanking on his name? The latest Superman.
Henry Cavill.
Cavill, yeah. Cavill. Again, he was somewhat known, but when he hit Superman, boom, big star.
Yeah.
I love taking these, you know, somewhat unknown. Yeah, they've been in the business. They're doing this, that, and the other thing. But making them Superman and seeing what they can do with it. I love it when people do that. Yeah.
I don't think there's a whole lot to really add or say to this. I am a big fan of it too, Seth. I love actors getting opportunities, getting breaks.
Big ones, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Do you think anybody in David's circle believed him right away, though? Like, I was thinking about this, and if I called up my mom and dad, and they know about my career, they have an inside view to it that nobody in the world has like they do. I tell my mom and dad about auditions all the time. They're the only ones I really do anymore, because most people, if you don't land the role, then you're a disappointment and all this. So I really only keep that stuff with them. Even if I told them, it being up to date on everything they are, I know their first reaction, laughter.
That's a good one, Jimmy. It's a good one. You're Superman. I love it. Like, hey, Pam, come in here.
Like, there's no way it would take hours to convince them to believe me. If I had James Gunn in the room with me, I'm not sure they'd believe me. I can't imagine. I hope David had a great time with this. I'm just thinking about him in this moment.
Can you imagine?
The movie hasn't come out yet. The critics haven't gotten their hands on it yet. We're long before any of those days. He can enjoy this.
Just the feeling of being, I did it. Yeah.
Like, all of us know what it's like to get a role, and a role that you really wanted and that you got chosen. That was I think a lot of people out there can relate to this feeling when you get a job that you wanted, or even when you were in school and you got picked for kickball or something like that. It's a very similar feeling. I'm just very happy for him. I think that's so cool for him. That's exciting. And a better choice than me. It's a much, much, much better choice.
No, you could pull off the spit curl.
I could put you the hair. I don't think I could fill that suit. I do not think anybody is buying me as the Man of Steel. Maybe the Man of Plastic. Maybe.
It's okay, James. They print it on shirts now, so you don't have to have a real one.
That's true. It really does make me feel very, very bad about the big chest tattoo of Superman I got. I really should not have put in the logo. I got ahead of myself. Got a little ahead
of myself, James. Yeah. You know, you think you would learn now by this age.
Turn that into an M or a J somehow. I don't. The writer's strike continues, and now actors are threatening to stop working as well. This is a horrible article out of Rolling Stone, because they have been doing this since before the writer's strike began. Very bad reporting by Rolling Stone. I don't say that very often. More than 300 members of the Screen Actors Guild have signed a letter saying that they prepared to strike if a deal isn't met by Friday. That was I don't know when they did this article. It was less than 300 before the strike even began. There's over 500 names, as far as I know. As a guild member,
A little late in the game here, yeah.
This list includes Meryl Streep, Jennifer Lawrence, Ben Stiller, Rami Malek, Julie Louis-Dreyfus, Amy Schumer, Neil Patrick Harris, among many, many, many others. Basically, if there's an actor you love to see them in movies and TV shows, they're on this list.
Yep.
The letter says, quote, "We hope that you've heard the message from us. This is an unprecedented inflection point in our industry, and what might be considered a good deal in many other years is simply not enough. We feel our wages, our craft, our creative freedom, and the power of our union have all been undermined in the last decade. We need to reverse those trajectories."
Mm-hmm.
Very well said. Very well said. I can't add anything to that other than if you love reality TV, if you love the idea of producers writing your TV shows, then you don't have anything to worry about. You'll be perfectly fine. If you love creativity, if you love art, if you like it, if you have ever watched a TV show in your life and enjoyed it, if you ever watched a movie and enjoyed it, you should be on our side on this. Mm-hmm. I don't even understand why there would be any pushback on this, why you would not be on the writer's side on this one.
Yeah.
This is management against work. This is billionaires and millionaires fighting over a couple of pennies with people who are just trying to live check to check, doing what they love to do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't got much more to add to this. Then I mean, if you aren't on our side by now, you're never going to be. I guess.
Well,
I don't know.
I do appreciate though the fact that the Screen Actors Guild is coming out and saying yeah. this yes. stuff. They're yes. actually being yes. more, you know, not vocal about it. Just, you know, I know they've been supporting them from the, you know, from the sidelines since yeah. the beginning yeah. of the or before the beginning of the strike. Mm-hmm. But them to have them come out and just start saying it, getting all these names attached to it, I think that's going to help. I think it's going to mm-hmm. bring this to a close quicker.
Let's hope so.
Yeah. We're going to take a quick commercial break, get to Melissa's news. We'll come back with those 8 rules for healthy arguments here on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back. Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you.
Get Melissa singing. It's always fun.
Any chance to get her singing, I'll take it. We're going to get into an interesting one here, and I encourage the audience to play along, 424-2600, with any feedback you might have on this one. We're going to take our time with it, too. 2 relationship experts came up with a list of 8 rules for healthy arguments. Mm. If you're a fan of Married at First Sight, you might recognize their names, Dr. Jessica Griffin and Dr. Pepper Schwartz. I had to remind myself of what that show is. That's the one where they don't know each other, and they see each other for the first time and get married, right?
Oh, God, I have no idea.
As a throwback to arranged marriages?
Yeah. That's what a wonderful idea. Yeah,
let's bring those back,
let's
right?
Let's try that, because our divorce rate isn't high enough.
Right. I will tell you, as a Jew growing up, that scared the daylights out of me. And my mother had so much fun with that.
Oh, I bet.
Oh, she had so much
fun. I can
fun
imagine.
With that.
Oh, James, I found the perfect girl for
mm-hmm,
you.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, that was a Southern Jew.
No, it worked. It worked really good. I really like that. That was actually really
Southern
good.
Jews.
We need more of that. Yes. So they say the idea that healthy couples don't fight is a big, big, big misconception.
Oh, yeah.
They just argue more effectively.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And here are the top 8 ground rules for healthy arguments.
All right.
We'll see what maybe we can add to this list. Right at the top, be honest, not cruel.
Yes.
Gigantic yes. difference.
Huge. You, absolutely.
We talk about this. We actually were talking about it yesterday. Tact.
Mm-hmm.
There's a
mm-hmm.
lot to get me done with tact.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just my mother's favorite word, possibly. It is it is one of your best friends, especially in relationships. Not just you know, romantic relationships, but relationships.
Any relationship. Mm-hmm. You are right. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
No name-calling or shaming.
Never do that.
No.
Because it's easy to, when you're in an angry mood and you're angry, it's easy to do that, but in that one moment can cause so much damage.
You say yeah. so many things you don't actually mean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you say things in anger, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And very seldom do you ever live that down.
No,
you. I mean, in that 2 seconds,
yep.
the rest of your relationship, at least, that is probably going to be staying there. That,
yep.
that it's hard to shake that.
Exactly.
And I will add to that, if you are with somebody who is in that fights that way, but you don't fight that way, that may be a sign. That may be a red flag, or mm-hmm. at least an idea that this is something to work on.
Mm-hmm.
One of the greatest signs to me that, okay, this is good, this is a good relationship, or this could work, is having a similar sense of humor. I think that's yeah. one of the biggest things always has been to me, to have a common with somebody. I care about that more than if I'm attracted to them. I love to be able to laugh and have a conversation with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I would think it's very similar with the arguing, that you argue similar, that you have a similar kind of tone and argument.
As interesting as that sounds, as like weird as that sounds, I think you're onto something there. If you can find a way, because it's when you're arguing, you're communicating, but you're communicating yeah. in a different way than you normally would. So if you can be on the same, if you can understand each other while you're in that state, you're right. I think that does help.
It's why I recommend to every new couple getting a fight in their first date. No, I'm joking. I'm kidding. I'm just kidding.
We'll see how it lasts.
None of my relationships last. I got to stop.
I don't understand why.
I'm never taking relationship advice from him again. your goal is to resolve things so you can move forward, not to win the fight.
Yeah.
100%.
Come to a resolution.
Mm-hmm. That's right. It's all about moving forward. How do we get past
and
this?
It's okay to take a break from it, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great point, Melissa. Yeah,
There's always, there's nothing wrong with, yeah, taking a break, go to different areas, go to different rooms, mm-hmm. take a walk, whatever.
Especially if you're dealing with, you know, you're starting to get agitated and angry, that's the best time to take
exactly
a break.
Exactly.
You know, like, I just need to step back for a moment. We can come back to this.
Exactly.
Being completely honest and looking at the list a little bit right now and everything, that's the only one that I'm really guilty of. I'm bad about that. I'm in a fight. I want to get it over with. I don't like fighting. I don't like this. So I want to get through this so we can get to the other side and be friends again or whatever. But most people are what you guys are talking about there. They need to, I need a minute. I need a time out here or whatever. Whereas I want to push through and just get it done, but that's not healthy. Well, I mean, it's not as always healthy for everybody, the other person in the argument. You need to do that sometimes.
Right.
And 99% of the time, I would be better served doing that.
Cooler heads prevailing is generally mm-hmm. better. Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm.
I think that this is all can also serve as a great reminder to us about things we need to work on.
Yeah, 100%.
Because as perfect as I am in so many ways, I really hope the sarcasm came across on that one.
You think he sold that one? I don't know.
really lay it on a little thicker next time. But never quit in the middle and storm out. They say it's okay to ask for a short 20-minute break, though.
Mm-hmm. It depends, you know, the way you do it, I think, is a great point. What I think is what they're saying here. Don't mm-hmm. just be like, and then storm, like they said, you know, in anger. Yeah. You know, I'm
communicate.
Exactly. I'm a big proponent of if you're in the moment, you're having an argument, and you just stop. And everything's quiet for a minute. Mm. No one's, I mean, you're still upset, you know, for whatever reason.
You're still in the same room.
Yep, you're still in the same room, but just sit there.
I really like that.
Just give it a second or give it a minute or however long it takes. Mm-hmm. I think that is...
Collect your thoughts.
Yep, that can be helpful. Think of the way you want to phrase whatever it is you want to say. Mm-hmm. Don't just do it in the spur of the moment. Be very careful how you say it. And tact, like you said, that goes back to the first one. You know, be tactful mm-hmm. about what you're saying.
And the other thing, too, for the other person, be patient.
Oh, yes.
And that's hard.
Mm-hmm. It is. When you're feeling certain ways, you're absolutely mm-hmm. right.
That's a great one.
Yeah.
Where you're stuck in your own head, kind of. Mm-hmm. And, well, I've got the answers. I know what I'm saying. Why don't you? Well, not everybody works that way. And
exactly.
You know, people need to collect their thoughts and stuff. Always assume you want you both want the same thing, to connect and improve your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
That, to me, comes back to the winning part, too. I think that plays into that a little bit, but that is a really good one. I like that.
If you are interested in keeping the relationship healthy and alive, that's exactly what you need to do. You need to say, we want this to work. We both are in this for the same reason. Let's figure out where that is.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes that requires a compromise.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Got to keep that in mind, too.
Compromise mm-hmm. and converse and communication are two of your favorite C words in any mm-hmm. healthy relationship.
You got it.
Take the stance, it's you and me against the problem, not you against me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you know, to be fair, that's hard to do in the moment. Mm-hmm. A lot of these things are hard to do in the moment, you know, when, mm-hmm. when you're feeling those angry feelings. Yeah. But it's great to keep them in mind. It really is. Try to do your best to try to do it, because it's amazing when you get to the point where, you know, maybe not the problem isn't resolved, mm-hmm. but you've got to the point where, you know, okay, we're okay with this. And then you get to the point where you're feeling better. It's like, why were we even feeling like that in the first place?
Yeah.
That is such a great feeling.
Why was that such a big deal?
Exactly. Because so much of the time, it's not a big deal. Mm-hmm. It's about little silly things.
Yeah. Try to use I feel statements instead of blaming each other.
Yeah.
Always better to use I instead of you.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Oh, wow, that could have been at the top of the list.
Yeah, it could have been.
Way to get that one in there, Melissa. Nicely done.
Don't ever, ever, ever tell the other person how they should feel.
Oh, God.
Or how they are doing it. Don't tell them, because first of all, you don't know how they feel.
Yes. Yeah.
Exactly. You know, you're seeing certain things, but don't ever assume you know what they're feeling at the moment, because that's wrong, because you don't. You know how you feel, and like Melissa said, say I. Tell them how you're doing it, and if you go from that, it's I think it's much better instead of accusing them.
Well, it automatically puts somebody on the defensive.
Yep. You got it.
I will say, though, if you just bought a brand new couch and you want to try it out, then go ahead and do that. Then maybe it's not a bad idea. Maybe I'm sorry. I'm trying to find some funny moments here. I'm trying to find some humor.
That was pretty good. Stay
positive is our last one. State positive needs. Like, I need to feel closer to you or that. Instead of going, I need you to stop being foolish. I need you to, you know, that kind of. Positive tones, positive words, things like that. Again, all of this stuff takes work. I think you both have hit on a lot of good stuff with this one. But I think one of the more common things is give each other some grace with this. Because especially if you are trying, hey, we fight. We get along. We're great. But when we fight, we're cats and dogs. We want to work on this. We want to help our relationship. So give each other some grace through that, because none of this stuff is going to happen overnight. It takes time to rewire your brain, to rewire how you... We fight. It's not as if we fight with... I fight with my best friend differently than I fight with my significant other. Like, we tend to, you know, bring those things over to both arguments. We tend to fight similar with most people. So if you're working on your anger, if you're working on your fighting skills, if you will, and your communication skills, more importantly, it takes time. It takes time to rewire that stuff. It takes time to build that kind of thing.
And to your point, give yourself some grace, too. You have to understand that, I should have done this or I should have done that. If you're working on it, you're trying it, you're doing your best, keep working on it, okay? Don't say, it didn't work kind of thing. No, give yourself patience, give yourself some grace as well.
And always remember that if you apologize for something, you also have to have the follow-up and follow through with the apology and make the change that you're apologizing for. Because if you just say, I'm sorry, and then nothing changes, that meant absolutely nothing.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And then why should they believe you in the future? That kind of thing. And it hurts trust. Yep.
Words are wonderful. Words are important, but they mean nothing without action behind them.
Yep.
We will take a quick commercial. Did you guys?
Oh, the only thing is, like, I think we got a pretty good relationship call-in show brewing here.
You got problems? Call us. We'll fix them for you. Stay positive.
424-2600. Albuquerque, you're on the phone. I love that idea.
What would we call it? We got to figure out what we're going to call it, though.
We'll work on that during the break. We'll figure that out.
You want to fight with us? Call in.
There's the name. There's the name of the show. There's the name. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun on The Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR. Not coming from down under. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We hope you're having a great day out there. Thanks so much for hanging out with us this morning. Been a fun show. We got some great things lined up for you this afternoon. Join us from 3 to 4 for Midday Magazine. In part 1, we're going to welcome in Wood County Board Chairman Lance Plimmel, along with our friends from Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. Looking forward to that.
Yeah.
And in part 2, we're going to talk with Callie Johnson from the ODC.
All right.
Oh, good.
Good stuff.
Always love our chance to talk to our friends at the ODC. That's going to be a great conversation. Join us Tuesday through Friday from 3 to 4 for Midday Magazine. Of course, you can catch the show podcasted at civicmedia.us, where we're streaming 24/7. And you download the Civic Media app, you can take us everywhere you go.
That's right.
Rafter Baseball back home tonight, taking on the Lakeshore Chinooks. Both these games in the series are going to be at home, both today and tomorrow, with a 5:50 pregame start. Joey and Kevin for that. Going to be some great baseball on the radio dial tonight. Looking forward to it. Real quickly, I want to thank Taylor Schaefer, Alice, and Dairyland's Own for joining us today. That was such a fun conversation with her.
Yeah, I know it's always fun to see the new ones, but Taylor was so good. I'm going to miss her.
We're going to miss her, but we wish her well. And a big thank you, of course, to Phil and the gang at Quality Plus Printing joining us with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday.
Somnambulist.
Yeah, that was fun. That was good.
Fun word to say.
We got to get to that Ain't Right story yet. And sometimes a good deed can turn into a big old mess.
Oh, dear.
What is it? The road to hell is paved with good intentions.
Good intentions. You got it.
So keep that in mind with this one. A man from California named Michael recently shared a story about how his neighbor is a 70-year-old Hindu priest, and he wanted to support him and his efforts abroad by donating $150 to his GoFundMe that was providing food to starving people in Bangladesh.
Hmm.
But he made a mistake, and instead of that $150, donated $15,000.
Whoa!
He got notifications from his credit card company, but it went through. Michael contacted GoFundMe and was promised a refund. But before it was processed, the charity saw the huge donation come through, and the person who runs it sent Michael pictures and videos of people in Bangladesh graciously thanking him for the massive donation, holding signs with his name on it.
Oh, no.
Oh, my.
Oh, no.
That was quick.
Michael had no choice but to explain the errors to someone involved with the campaign, and even though he couldn't actually donate $15K, once his refund went through, he went back and raised his donation to $1,500.
All right.
Incredible.
Wow.
Wonderful. Yeah. Some might say he was guilted into that, and maybe he was, but there was nothing nefarious about it. It was just innocent appreciation.
And he made the choice to do it.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Michael
yeah.
says the charity host was incredibly gracious and understanding, good. And he was told that the money would be back. So it's all good stuff, except for, of course, social media, where they've been giving him a hard time about this, and they've been picking on him and saying that he should have just left the money and all this stuff.
You can't afford that,
yeah,
obviously.
Yeah, normal people can just randomly throw out $15,000 to charity.
It's an honest mistake.
I can't believe in the comments I didn't see one person say, okay, you do it. Yeah. You know, anybody can do this. Anybody can donate to this cause and everything.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
You don't have to. We've been encouraging people to go to the GoFundMe website for Lucette, the musical.
Yeah, that's right.
That we got a chance to, Melissa got a chance to interview the team from that, and we got a chance to interview them for Director's Cut. It'll be this Sunday.
Yep.
Anybody can do that. Like, GoFundMe isn't I can't get that website. They're like, no, you can do it.
Come on now, yeah.
Get on over there. We need a palate cleanser.
All right.
We got some local good stuff going on in the area, and it all kicks off tonight.
Wednesday. Bingo! The Tax Lodge, number 693. I love we can do this again.
Yes.
Doors open at 5. Bingo starts at 6:30. Go over there, have fun, support the Elks, and get some great food from Two Hearts Catering. They will be open tonight. So it's a win-win-win situation. Then turn on the rafters on the radio so you can listen at the same time. You're going to get everything. Get it all. Have it all.
A different kind of doubleheader.
Yeah.
Nice. Well done, Melissa. The Summer Food Service Program provides nutritious meals to children during the summer when free and reduced price school meals are typically unavailable. Free meals are available to all children 18 years of age and under. Breakfast is available at Lincoln High School until July 20th from 7:30 to 8:30, and then at Wisconsin Rapids Area Middle School from 8 to 8:30. Lunch is available at Mead Park near the Splash Pad from now until August 18th from 11:30 to 12:30, and at Winter Park Shelter outside of the Aquatic Center from 11:30 to 12:30. Please note that meals must be consumed on site, and thank you very, very much to everybody that's behind this, that makes this happen. Greatly appreciate you. We can't imagine how many kids are helped out thanks to something like this. It's a big gift, and we appreciate you doing it, everybody. I did want to mention really quick just a couple of big world good stories. In case you missed it, United Airlines posted a video of a co-pilot making an announcement in an airport terminal before a recent flight to Newark. Her name is Brooke Patterson Van Howe, and she was excited for the flight because the captain happened to be her mom.
Cool.
And I just want to play a little bit of this for you real quick. I said I want to play a little.
Today is a very special flight for us, probably the most special one in my aviation career. You see, this is our captain, Brenda Patterson. Not only is she my role model, she's my mother. The day I took my very first flight lesson, it was my dream to fly with my mom, and today that dream comes true.
Aw.
How cool is that? That is pretty unique.
It's nice to hear a good flight story.
Yeah.
Other than all the ones we hear all the time.
Very true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Amazing show today, you two. Have a great day. Thank you so much.
You too.
You too.
Have a good one, everybody. We'll be back here tomorrow with more fun on the morning show from 8 to 10 on WFHR Locally Grown Radio.